This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
The 250th anniversary of America is this year, 2026, and a website is devoted to the event, america250.org. A word sure to be making the rounds at trivia nights in the coming months is semi-quincentennial, the 250th anniversary of an event. Independence Day this year marks America's semi-quincentennial, as 2.5 centuries have passed since the country's founding on July 4, 1776. Not surprisingly, 4th of July celebrations this year will likely go larger than usual, with Philadelphia, the site of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, leading the way. The city will devote 16 days to celebrating the holiday by way of its Welcome America Festival, running from June 19th, which is Juneteenth, to July 4th, Independence Day. America 250 is striving for 350 by 250, a goal to engage all 350 million Americans by the nation's 250th anniversary. There's a lot of information about events around the 250th anniversary, America's semi-quincentennial, online at america250.org. People can share their stories on a feature called Our American Story or America's Invitation. Students can describe what America means to them as part of America's field trip. Or people can help make 2026 a record-setting year for volunteer service through America Gives. All of the information is online at america250.org. The Bozeman Mutual Aid community hosts free markets with groceries, homemade goods, and other essentials. The Bozeman Mutual Aid community describes their work as a classic tale. While baking a cake, you realize you're out of sugar. You go to your neighbor, and they give you a cup of sugar, so you give them a slice of cake as a thank you. That's the neighborliness that the Bozeman Mutual Aid community is working to build. Founded during the government shutdown when SNAP benefits were unavailable, the organization put together 2 free markets where people could come and give away groceries, homemade food, or other necessities at no cost to those in need. Caitlin Nordham, the Bozeman Mutual Aid community organizer, said, "We're kind of focused sometimes on individualism and consumerism, but if we look around, it's like the people around us, our neighbors, actually have what we need." The organization held its first free market in November and another one 2 weeks later. They plan to continue hosting these markets monthly at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds. Beyond groceries, farm produce, and homemade goods, volunteers are encouraged to bring clothing, hygiene products, and other family necessities. Caitlin Nordham said, "Everybody needs food to live. It's the first thing that you need. But then other things kind of go by the wayside when you're short on cash. So deodorant, shampoo, those kinds of things that you just try to stretch and stretch to your next payday," Nordham said, "are really valuable." Looking ahead, the Bozeman Mutual Aid community aims to expand its efforts with initiatives like neighborhood pantries, meal trains, and continued free markets. Did you know? The highest denomination of currency ever issued by the U.S. federal government is the $100,000 bill. Printed in 1934, it is not intended for general use, but instead to be used as an accounting device between branches of the Federal Reserve. It is illegal for a private individual to own a $100,000 banknote. The front or obverse image is that of a portrait of President Woodrow Wilson. The reverse image has a decorative border in orange ink with rays radiating from the center.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.